My 9-year-old, he has a very big wish list, like many of us. He wants a new bike, a new Game Boy, has big plans to be in his manim. So he asked me the following question. He asked me, what point in davening can he ask for all these things which he wants? His new bike, his Game Boy, going on trips. Where in davening can he ask for it, and is it the right thing to do or not? So I just want to speak a little about the sugya of adding bakashas in davening. So the Gemara Vezar Daf Ches, Gemara Vezar comes down. Basically, Gemara brings down that somebody has bakashas, has mutter for him to do it. The Gemara brings down three places you could do it. Either you could do it in each bracha, you can add on, meaning that bracha you can add on. Or you can do it in Shema Keleinu. And the third side is you do it at the end of davening by Elokei Mitzar. That's what the Gemara brings down. Now, so the first shaila is, what type of things is the mutter to daven for? You can ask whatever you want. You should only ask for ruchnius, and you ask for gashmius. So I'm just going to read you a lashon of the Aris Tavash. The Aris Tavash brings down over here. Kol yishol davar. Ain davar shemar maritzon lasis boi vayoyim. Anything which a person wants to do that day, mashaloi yisfal v'ashem. Anything you want to do that day, you should daven to Hashem. Latzlicha to give matzlocha, v'lichi v'derecha yoshev anochim. Anything a person wants to do on that day, you should daven to Hashem for atzlocha, that everything should work out. Ain tzarek lomi yisach Hashem, is it tzarek v'tech v'esei, for sure, if it's tzarek v'tech v'esei, for sure, yes, daven to Hashem. Tzarek v'svalol, chem yisach yisach simcha. The Aris Tavash says, every single thing a person does that day, and he's planning on doing, you should daven to Hashem for atzlocha. Whether it's gashmi, it's a ruchni, it's every single thing, you should daven to Hashem for. And he says that this special maila, the tefillah, which you add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the regular tefillah, so a lot of times people just do it, you know, they do the same thing every day, they just do a mitzvah sanasim l'mada. If you add on a special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, yispal v'chod av v'dav v'chodosh, ma'tzorech v'lis v'zman v'eis, that's a special tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because ikar tefillah is something when you ask for a tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so if you add on a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something which you need that day, that has a special maila of an special my love, a tefillah. Fine. So the different halachas when you're supposed to do it, how you're supposed to do it. There's a chilek where you're davening something for yourself or something for the rabbi. If you're davening something for yourself, so you say lashon yachid. If you're davening like some kol kaisel, then you say lashon rabbi. But Rabbi Yonah says that if you're davening for the rabbi, you should say it at the end of the bracha. Now, let's say you want to daven that the world economy should be better, so everyone in kaisel should have an asa. So you want to add that on, so you say it at the end of the bracha baruch aleinu, before you say baruch at Hashem, right? At the end of the bracha, you add on that nusach. Mashenkin, if you're davening for yourself, you should daven that you should become rich. So over there, Mishpura says, you can add on any point in the bracha. Once you start the bracha, once you say baruch aleinu, shema lekeinu, any point you can add it on. Mashenkin, if you're davening for the rabbi, you have to add it on at the end of the bracha, before the baruch at Hashem. Now, another shayla you could ask, let's say your Hebrew is not so great. So it's a mutter if you add on bakashas in different languages or not. Or ask bitafka in Hebrew. What do you guys think? What? Right. It's like, what? Right. So the Mishmur brings down, there's a maila of having Hebrew. Why? Because the Mar says that Malach HaShori is only understand Hebrew. So there's a maila of having Hebrew. But Avada, if you don't know Hebrew, then Avada, you could add on anything you want. You can say any language you want. You can say in English. You know, okay, well, help me today. First day should go well. Anything you want, you could add on. You can say in English, and it's Pesedic. Now, the Sefer Chizkiyahu, I think the Sefer Chizkiyahu says one very important thing, that when you add on extra tefillahs, you have to make sure that you have the whole tefillah. If you just mechavan that extra thing which he asked for, that's a little bit of a kitchrug. That, you know, Shemayim Degnasi, this is the only thing he needs. Like today, yes, like today I should do well in business, right? Everything else, you know, you don't have kavana, so it's a little kitchrug. If you didn't have kavana and everything else, you should have kavana and that thing. So you have to make sure when you add on extra tefillahs, you have to have kavana and everything, you should make sure you have kavana and everything. Now, one thing I want to mention very, very important about Shidduchim, when you daven for a Shidduch, which the Gemara Maikot and Daf Yechesh on the base says, when you daven for a Shidduch, you should daven for shidduch in general. You shouldn't ask that, you shouldn't daven for this girl. You might say, if you daven for this girl, it's a dangerous thing. Why? Because you don't know if Minash Shemayim is for you. And if you davening for this shidduch, it might not be for you. So it's plus a dangerous thing and you shouldn't do it. So if you're davening for a shidduch, you should daven in general. That whoever should be, the best thing should be for me. You shouldn't daven dafka for a certain shidduch to work out, because no one knows what's best for me. Now, a lot of people know in terms of Rafa'inu, in terms of davening for a chayla during Rafa'inu, what the gather is, and what you're supposed to do, and not supposed to do it. So, Rishon Zalman said, the only time you should daven for a chayla and Rafa'inu is if you have some type of shaykhis to the chayla. You know the chayla, you feel bad about it, but if you don't have any shaykhis to the chayla, so Rishon Zalman said that you shouldn't daven for the chayla in Rafa'inu. Then you should do it at the end by Ela Kanitzar. So only if you have a shaykhis, then you add on bakashas to... When you add on bakashas and davening, ask me that you have a shaykhis to it. If you don't have a shaykhis to it, then you shouldn't do it. He said, the Gemara says in Shabbos that a Talmud Chacham, he has to be making himself, if somebody's sick, Talmud Chacham has to feel so bad is that he gets sick over it in order to daven for the person. There was once a Maaseh with Rishon Zalman that somebody asked, you know, asked him to daven for him because there was a Chayla, and the person didn't tell Rishon Zalman afterwards that the person had Yeshua. So when Shem Zalman found out, he got all upset. He said, 3 times a day I'm going to sire myself that Pasha is yet sick. And you don't come back and tell me that it has Yeshua. Pasha would sire myself 3 times a day. Because he held the only time you're allowed to daven is if you feel in Rafa'inu, is if you feel a personal tzar. If not, then you should say at the end of the davening by Elkanah Tzar. Now let's say you're davening for Chayla and you finish the bracha and you remember, Oyvei, I forgot to say Hirotzki. Shaila is the mutter to say it, ben bracha le bracha or not. So Sheva Kasi brings a raya that it says that somebody forgets al nisim, so it's machalik zin achreinim, whether you're allowed to say al nisim after you finish the bracha. So, I said it wrong. It's machalik, if you forget al v'yavai, can you say it, ben bracha le bracha? So Sheva Kasi says that's only by al v'yavai, which is ma'akib. Shaila is what you can do, ben bracha le bracha. But someone which is not ma'akib, you zikha can't say ben bracha le bracha. So somebody forgets to say, the daven for somebody doing a feino, he can't be misakin it afterwards. Now, Mishmur says one thing, that if a person only add on bakashas to davening, is it better to do it in the middle of the brachas, or is it better to do it at the end? So Mishmur says like this, if by you adding on your extra tefillas, you end up missing kedusha, moedim, because you have such a long davening, so then Mishmur says you should do it at the end of davening, by el kanitzar, because in el kanitzar, you let it answer the kedusha. Mashen kain, if you'll be able to finish in time for the Chazan Sakhdash Shatz, so B'chiyai Gavna, so it's better to add on the Bakasha, main the Bracha, as opposed to doing at the end of Shemin Esrei. Now, the Prima Gadim says a very important insight. He says, is a mutter for somebody to daven Moshe Shemin Esrei for something which is not here in the future? Something which he doesn't need now. Now, right now he has money. Can he daven? I should never become poor. Or it's only mutter to daven something which you have a tzarech now. So the Mishmur brings down the Prima Gadim, it's only mutter to daven to add on in the brachas of Shema Esrei. That's only something which a person needs now. But something which a person needs in the future, it's not the game now, or something bad shouldn't happen, that you shouldn't daven in the middle of brachas, that you should wait till Kanetzer to daven for. Yeah, now there's a Taz, Simcha Chav Gimel, who says in his side that it's also for a person to add on every single day a bakasha, the same bakasha every day, because it looks like you're adding on to Shemin Esrei. Because I'm talking a certain Matbeya of the Chamim. If a person adds on every single day the same bakasha, it looks like he's adding on to Tikkunos Chazal, therefore a person shouldn't do it. So Shem Zalman said that if you have something which is done for every day, you should be mafsik every once in a while and not down for that thing in order that it shouldn't be that you're adding on to Mabeya Shacham. And you should take a couple day breaks every once in a while in order that it shouldn't look like that. Fine. So yes, Claire, anyone have any questions about adding on before we go on to the next Indian?
What about the cancer?
By the Yerotzen. I'm saying after by the Yerotzen. What? After the Yerotzen. After the Yerotzen, then you should add on the... What is that? By Kata Shemir. That what?
We say it with the Rafa.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything says Shemir or
Now, every single bracha. Anything you will see on pranasa, you're saying Baruch Aleinu. If you want to have, you did a certain avera, you're saying Sakhalanu.
I think you said it doesn't help the same thing.
Oh, the same thing? Yeah, you shouldn't add on every single day the same bracha. If it looks like that. Yeah, all that, you don't do it. No, that's dafkan in the bracha. So Al-Kanetzer, do whatever you want. All those rules are only when you're doing it in the brachas. I'm saying Al-Kanetzer.
Are you doing English?
What?
In the brachas?
In the brachas, English, yeah. In the brachas, you can do English any language you want. Has to be in the bracha. Let me ask it one time. During the brachas, you can do whatever you want. Take it in English. Has to be in the bracha. It should be something which you need now, not something in the future. If it's for Yachid, you say Lashon Yachid. If it's Rabbim, you say Lashon Rabbim. When you're doing during the brachas, so you should start the bracha. Then ask the thing you want, and then continue the bracha. And we're doing for a personal thing. Anything else? No, it's bad. Basically, my shenkin, you're doing a kind of tzar. It's a free game. Do whatever you want, and you can do anything you want.
Chila,
you have to make a break. Chila, you should make a break. I'm saying with that, I'll end up being right. I'm saying the person not gonna live forever, right? I'm saying so, I'll end up being a break. I'm saying with the exact gather is not clear.
What
are
you doing the e-rosa for somebody that you don't? Would you add another chila?
Shem Zalman said during or Fa'imu, you should only do what you have a personal shaykhus to. He said, it's an interesting thing, he said that the Hasidim, at the end of his life, he used a Galadar, he used to have hundreds of names. So he said, the Hasidim, so the Rebbe's, you give them money, so then they fill a shaykhus, whatever, you give a pidyon nafsha, and that makes a kesher. He said, but it's a lifax, it's a big problem, because people come with tons of names, he doesn't really know them. So he said he has a hard time damning for them. So he said, he's damning in Rifeinu. He didn't damn Rifeinu. He said, damning in the Kavan Tsar for the ones he Pasha didn't know. Saying. It's a Chassidim. You get a Fel Shach, it's a Pidyon. I'm not saying.
But,
what do you say? What do you mean, stop? So you should start Hashem in the Torah Secha, then you say Hashem, I should have a great first day today. Anyway, in the middle of the bracha, a point where it's a stopping point. But it's actually in the middle of the
second.
That's also in general for general bakashas. I'm saying that you add in all the things. Oh, what was very important? On Shabbos, what do you daven? This is very important to know. On Shabbos, what do you daven for? You're not adding bakash on Shabbos. So what do you daven for chayil on Shabbos? What do you say? No, so it's like this. You say by bakash on Shabbos, and we'll have a share in it one day. Yeah, you're not allowed to ask for bakash on Shabbos. But if you think about it, it's mutter. So the place can say they should have in mind during Atta Gibber, when it's over there, you can have in mind for a chayla, for a chayla, you can have in mind during Atta Gibber. That's what they say, Shabbos in Lizak, Vishur, Kavar Lovli. So they say, Derech Mlitza, Shabbos in Lizak, you're not allowed to daven on Shabbos, Vishur, Kavar Lovli, that normally you daven Rufain in later on, or second Alvir is in the second Brach.
You're allowed
to think bakash on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to ask it. And because it's working in some of them, maybe we'll have a separate share about it one day.
You have a question
on
the
Shahid
every day,
you
have to stop because it should be
a bit of a
Chacham.
Yeah.
If you change it to the
Kanzer, it's you're adding on, but just one side, I'll just mention quickly about Rafaino. Someone once said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Rafaino was in the Philosophies. About Rafaino. So he went to know after, and then after he goes, then he fixed it up. So he went to know if he was Yotze or not. So the lach is, if you say Rav Chava Sefila, it's obviously not Yotze, you're Shana Deir Shabbat Chav Na'vada, not Yotze. If you fix it, Terech Dibra, so Chavas, Terech Dibra, Ski Dibra, Dami Na'vada, you can be Yotze. Fine. So let's move on to the next topic. The Gemara brings down in the Brachas that on the Spal, Tzorch, Shechavin, a person davens, he has to have Kavano, and a person that Mechavin in Ovis, the Gemara says, Al Yispal. A person not Mechavin during the first Bakshan essay, Snack it out of that one. Why? Because you're not Yotze. That's what Gemara says. And Snack brings down that the competition really talks to Mechavin. Hope it brings down that you have to Mechavin each word, and each word you should say the words like you're counting money. Slowly, like one, two, three, four, like you're counting money with Kavan and everything. So the Teliyos brings down that people say, people know the Gemara and everyone says, now there's going to be Mechavin, there are problems with Mechavin. So the Teliyos says, the lesson over here, that even though this man is Zeh, we have Chatom, and we have this Abdullah between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can mechav in Karoi. He says, "Akoponim also litin din v'cheshven." The person with din v'cheshven, Ashalei Shtadel b'roi b'oyz v'satzumus. The person didn't try his hardest. Ashalei Chayk Lasos, but also chaving So pachas kepam bepam is a bracha. A person didn't try as hard. At least sometimes to have an bracha le bracha. Like beis a tefila, a few beis a teva, the rutz of shuv, the beis a mitzvah. This is very chesher. Shakol oilam tzarf a cheshbin. Every single bracha when you have it's oilam a cheshbin. And it's rachme of a kodesh baruch hu. And Kabbalim say that if one day you have in the first bracha, the second day you have in the second bracha, third day in the third bracha. So it's all going to come together, and it'll make your tefillah be into a tefillah shleima. It's a chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu that he does not each day separately, and when they have this bracha, when they have that bracha, it all could come together, and it can make a merdek, a tefillah. Like one of the Pesukim says, that Avad Yimno B'Zayin says, it's hard to be mechavim, but Avad, a person also leading them to cheshbon, that person didn't try his hardest. Now, so mechavim passing is a kefalef, that I'm spal shechavim chal brachas, v'en chavim v'kulam, at least you should have an obvious, and you want to have an obvious, you have to read Davin. You know, we have an obvious, you have to read Davin over. So the Shaila is that Negev is Manazara now? Being that people have a hard time concentrating, is that Negev is Manazara now? Now, one thing is Pasha. It's in the middle of obvious, and you realize that it was not Mechavim. So, Mr. Brewer and all the places say, what you should do is just go back to Elikavram. As you're up to, you're towards the end, Melchizedek Shimon again, you realize, okay, it was Mechavim, go back to Elikavram and say it over with Kavan. Because being that Lechila is Ma'akiv, and you didn't say any brachas yet, so yeah, you should go back to Alekei Avram and to redo it, to re-say it. That's Muskam
called Pesach. Kavan means Pir Shemilas.
Kavan means Pir Shemilas. You have the Pasha of Pir Shemilas, then you have to go back. The two types of Kavanas, we'll go to it, I'll come out soon, but this is the Pir Shemilas. You're not Mechavan the words, you should go back to Alekei Avram and say it over. If you hear sometimes, you have next people, you know, Daven Allah, Allah, a lot of times you hear them like saying it over. Have you heard? You never got to start over? You didn't know what they're doing. Now that you know, if you listen, you'll see a lot of times to start over. The idea is that they weren't Mechavin and they. What?
Too busy
with
your own
classroom. Okay. So a lot of times, guys, are really loud behind you, like, you know.
Maybe not thinking.
So, like this. Okay. Now, let's say you finish the first bracha. Now you're really stuck in it, right? Because we sat echo, we said, the Gemara says, I follow. You shouldn't adopt him, right? It could be in a yotza. Inside days, the Ramad brings down over here, the inna ain chizim b'shul chesaron kavana. Nowadays, we don't go back to chesaron kavana. Why don't we go back to chesaron kavana? Because mechateitza, just because mechateitza, next time you're many better. So the Ramad says, you can't go back. Now you're really stuck now. You finished verse bracha, you can't go back. Inside days, could be nayotza. Inside gimel, you can't go over. So now what does one do now? So Mr. Brewer brings down over here a chay adam. The place to say the Eitzah, who said the Eitzah thinking? Who, Ellie mentioned it? That Rishon Zalman says the Eitzah is, what you should do is, you should think from the beginning of Shemana Esrei to where you're up to, and some should say, here it could be Mudami. Therefore, what you should do is, you should think where you're up to, and then you should continue davening. That's the Eitzah, which the place to give. Now, there is a Lima Schos, some say that if you weren't Mecham Ba'alvis, it wasn't if you weren't Mecham Ba'alvis. It doesn't mean you have to have every single word. Well, you just have to mechaven the ikir kavanah sadracha. So there are those who say that doesn't mean every single word is makir. If you don't know the taicha of hanoira, you don't know what you're kalalim. If you had a kavanah every single other word, there are some who say that it's just the inyan which is makir. It's not every single word is makir, just the inyan which is makir, but not every single word. But at the bottom, every single person, every single bracha, might say kedai, shalim, pirshim, mirish, or for sure, the first bracha, the chila, all the brachas, the first bracha, pirshim, shalim, the pirshim, mirish. Because the stack is thought that if a person does not understand the Pirush HaMilas, it could be he's not Yitzah, not Yitzah Tefillah Bechal. Now, this is the second Kavan. There's a Rambam that everyone knows, the Rambam of Chaim. Chaim is a Stira. The Rambam in one place says that a person has to have five things in the mark of Tefillah. He said one of them is that a person has Kavan. He knows what he's doing. The Rambam in a different place says that only Ovitz is Nak. So Chaim says it's a Stira. So Chaim is a Chaim, so two separate demons in Kavan and Tefillah. There's one kavan, like we said, kavana pirush hamilas at the pasha taitz what the words mean. So over there, that's what's ma'akev over there. It's only ma'akev the first bracha. The second kavana tefillah that a person knows is kumilas ma'akev bracha. He knows that he's talking to kodesh bracha, he's not talking to the person, he's talking to melach ma'akev malachim. That kavana, Chaim wants to say, that's not ma'akev only the first bracha. That's the etz of ma'isa tefillah. Tefillah is you talking to kodesh bracha. You don't realize you're down to kodesh bracha. That's pasha masasik. You don't realize you're doing it. That's pasha masasik. And Chaim says that's not active by the whole Shemana Esrei. That's what Chaim says. Ma'aseh Chaznish was chaylik. Chaznish says that it's a little bit impossible what you're saying. You're telling me, Sadecha, Pirush HaMilas is only active when? When's Pirush HaMilas active? First bracha. See, tell me, the guy's thinking about the ball game, right? In the second bracha, right? He's not thinking about Pirshim Milas. He's thinking about Shir, right? He's thinking about the Rajva, right? From Sad Beis, you're really just talking about Kesh Bracha. Sounds like a little bit of a steer to me, right? If you're really just talking about Kesh Bracha, you're going to be a Chavan, right? You're not going to be thinking about something else, right? See, so you're going to be a Chavan. So how could it be? How do those two things stand? Because it says, he thinks it's impossible, what I'm saying. Because it's just clear, like he says, that there's like a stumble of Shema. Avada, there are levels of Kavana. I'm saying Avada, there's a Maila. A person has to really down with Kodesh Baruch Hu. But a person has Ephes, any Mashu, he realizes down with Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though he's not conscious of it. And he says, if he had it at the beginning and he really is down with Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says that's enough. And you don't have to have the whole time. Avada, Chil, you should, but you don't have to have the whole time. It's like in Ma'akiv, you don't have the whole time that a Kavana that you're Oymul of Nehemach. I start with mentioning the Chavetz Chaim gives the Eitzah for somebody to have. What's the Eitzah for somebody to mechaven during Davening? He says that before each bracha, you should think, what do you want out of this bracha? Like bracha lane. So what do I want out of it? I want to say I want to make sure I pronounce it today, right? Slach lan oy. Today I spoke lashon hara. Before each bracha, a person should think, what do you want out of that bracha? And then like this, that will be more a person to have kavanah. He said you can think like you think if you do that, it's take a very long time to daven, right? You can have one of those half hour shmonesers. Like, see those people. He says, no, it's Bodhi Menusa. Once you ruddle in it, it takes mamash, it goes very, very quickly. You think of 2 seconds, each bracha, you add an extra 30 seconds of Shemanese, so mamash will change the whole Shemanese to be a mamash, a different Shemanese. That person should think before each bracha, Pasha, what he wants out of it.